First Palm Media. You are listening to Mushing on First Palm Media. Visit our website at mushing.com.
Hello and welcome. This is Robert from Mushing, and we are bringing you part two of our quick musher interviews at the Willow Restart. Here is Michelle.
I'm here with Wally Robinson, and he looks like he's ready to go. He's still got tags on his deerskin gloves, but I think he's going to take care of that here in just a moment. Wally, you look like you're fresh and ready. What are you most excited about today?
Today I think what I'm most excited about, probably like every other musher, just getting out on the trail. You know, it's we did the ceremonial start yesterday and the musher meeting on Thursday, so yeah, it's kind of drawn out here. But yeah, getting on the trail is nice. Then it's just focusing on you and your dogs and the trail in front of you, so I think that's what most of us are looking forward to.
Absolutely. If you had to tell me, who is your favorite dog on your team?
Probably the favorite dog on my team is probably Urchin. Yeah, she's a good little leader. So
that's awesome. How old is Urchin?
She's four.
Okay. And I already know, because somebody graciously told me, because you were my musher profile already for Mushing Podcast, I know that you like peanut M&Ms and chocolate chip cookies. But other than that, that's a lot of sugar. What else is your go-to?
My go-to is I do like fish a lot. It's kind of hard to get anymore, but we used to, you know, use Yukon River King Salmon strips, and those are nice because you can eat them in the cold. But I do have a form of that, but it's not the traditional ones. But I'll be taking, yeah, some of that smoked salmon with me. That's real nice food to eat.
That is real nice food. That's fancy food. And then lastly, what I've been asking everybody is, what is your favorite checkpoint to get to? I know you ran this before, but what's your favorite checkpoint that you want to get to this year?
Well, actually, I like all the checkpoints, but one I want to see that I've never been to on the northern route is Cripple. I haven't been on that section of trail from Ophir to Ruby yet, so but yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Cripple. Never been there, so yeah, I want to check it out. So.
That sounds fantastic. I wish you luck, and you're going to have a great time. I know that your kids are both going to be cheering you on. What do you think that you're looking to tell them when you finish about this race?
Well, you know, obviously I'm looking forward to running it, and part of that is to do a little scouting out for Emily if she wants to run in the future here, and then kind of get a game plan together for her. But the main thing is just living your dreams and sticking to your goals and following through. So yeah, that's probably been my advice to them after I finish.
Awesome. Well, I do appreciate your time, and I wish you luck in this year's Iditarod. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm with Laurel Eklund, and he is just about ready, looking like he's packing up. Laurel, what's your favorite item to take along with you on the Iditarod Trail?
The dogs.
that's a fair answer.
Yeah.
But what's your personal favorite item?
That's a tough one. I don't really, you know, probably at my booties, little goose down booties for walk around a checkpoint. Those are a godsend right there when you need to dry out your gear and you got something you can still go and mess with your gear and whatnot.
So I'm gonna let you off the hook. Robert would say that exact same piece of equipment. He would say those down booties. He might add Crocs to that.
Yeah.
In the checkpoint. And so that's great. Other than that, I want to know a couple of things. What is your favorite checkpoint to get to?
Well, I don't know. I think favorite checkpoint by the sound of it is Unicle, with all the apparently the most comfortable checkpoint. So that'll be it right there.
Yeah, and the pizza, of course, right? What's your favorite topping on pizza?
I guess my favorite topping would be sausage.
Reindeer sausage or pork sausage?
Either or. I'm a good eater like a lot of my dogs.
That's fantastic. Last question I have for you is, if you had to give somebody advice that wanted to run this race, what's the one piece of advice you'd give them?
You know, to make yourself feel a lot more comfortable out here, take your time to get some woodsmanship skills down. You know, actually take some travel more with your dogs. Don't just do a race, you know. Actually learn how to travel with the dog team and do this sort of stuff, because at the end of the day, you're going to be, we're just still, this is a race, but you still gotta be a woodsman, you know, and you gotta be that person that if, and yeah, you might be a good racer, you know how to race, but you gotta be that person that if you're going on an expedition with anybody, you want to make sure, hey, I can go out on a trip with that guy, not just I can go out and do a race. So you want to be that person. So, you know, gain some skills. You don't need to be bushcraft, but just get comfortable out in the wilderness.
You know what? That was fantastic advice. I really love that. You said, become a woodsman. What a fantastic answer. I appreciate your time today and wish you luck on the race. Well, anything else you'd like to say?
That's about it. Not much. Thanks for everybody tuning in and all the volunteers and my sponsors and all the other guys out here racing. I really look forward to getting on this trail finally.
Well, thank you so much. Good morning. I'm standing here with
Sean Williams.
And Sean Williams is a quiet speaker, so we're going to ask him to speak a little bit louder. Sean, what are you most looking forward to today?
I think about 5 minutes into the first run, and we'll settle in mentally. That's what I'm looking forward to.
So you think it's only going to take you 5 minutes to settle in? That's pretty phenomenal. I think I would be on edge until I got to Yetna Station. And I have a question for you. What is the checkpoint that you're most looking forward to getting to?
Ruby.
And why is that?
Well, there's kind of a little bit longer section in between Ophir and Ruby, coming into Ruby. There's probably a lot of times there's snow drifts, but then you're the start of the Yukon, and it's just a whole different ball game for the terrain of the trail. And I like Ruby, so I just want, it's kind of a technically a few miles over the actual halfway, even though we call Cripple the halfway. But if you plug it in, it's kind of in between those two checkpoints.
Are you concerned about any of the trail all along the way?
Yeah, all of it.
That's a great answer. And so other than that, what is your favorite dog on your team?
Well, you know, I like all of them, but my kid's favorite is a dog named Misty. We got her from Richie Deal. She's a beautiful female. She's super friendly and good with my kids. So,
is she on the team?
She probably takes the cake. She's on the team, yeah.
And what position is she?
Anywhere but in lead or wheel. Just somewhere in the team, yeah.
Okay, so interesting.
She can run in lead, but I have quite a few other leaders, so she probably won't have to.
So would you describe her as your cheerleader dog then?
We got a bunch of cheerleaders, yeah. I cheer for her. Yeah. I mean, I'm her cheerleader. How
That's
about that?
Great. That's great. Well, I wish you luck this year. I think you're going to do great. Thank you so much for taking the time to interview with me. Have a great one. Good morning. I'm here with Mats Peterson. Mats, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going great. We are having our setup close to where we are today, so it's only 10 minutes drive here. So it's really nice and cool, and we've been training for Willow, and we are looking forward to this.
You know, you've got a very unique dog bag as I'm looking at it here. What inspired the splash pattern of colors on this bag?
Back to the 80s. We have a disco sled this year, so back to the 80s.
I love this, a disco sled. You know what? I was actually listening to disco music this morning as I was getting ready to leave, and Robert comes down the stairs, and he's like, what are you listening to? I'm like, disco, of course. Yeah. It was fantastic, and here we are looking at your disco sled. I think you're going to be flying down the trail with this. It looks hot.
Oh, dancing, maybe breakdance.
That's right. That's right. So what kind of music do you like to listen to on the trail?
Oh, yeah, you know, I love to listen to music on trail. Always, also when I'm training, so I'm a big musician fan, so I listen to lots of country and Johnny Cash and Hobo Jim and those stuff, you know. I think it's pretty close to what we're doing, actually, that type of living and living style. I like that.
Yeah, a little bit of oomph to it, but more mellow. That's perfect. So what is your favorite checkpoint to get to?
I have many favorite checkpoints. You know, during the years I've been traveling here, I just love to visit the locals and say hello to them and meet people on the coast. And so I have lots of favorite checkpoints during the trial. So this was what makes this race unique, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been asking everybody, what is a favorite item that you like to take along with you?
Dog food.
Do you eat the dog food, Matt?
Yeah, it's the tough times we do it.
Tough times. I've been there myself, so I know what that's like. So I want to say good luck to you on the race. I hope you have a great time, and awesome for you to take the time to talk with me today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
So, guys, there you have it. We had Wally Robinson, Laurel Eklund, Sean Williams, and Mats Peterson on this episode of the 92nd Interviews with Michelle at the Iditarod Restart in Willow, Alaska for Iditarod 2024. Do us a favor and hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this podcast, and be sure to tell your family members and friends all about our show. We'll talk to you guys next time. Goodbye.
Are you a fan of the great outdoors? Do you enjoy the thrill of speed and adventure? Then listen up. Introducing Mushing, your ultimate guide to the exciting world of dog-powered sports and mushing. Whether you're a seasoned musher or just starting out, Mushing has got you covered. Get ready to immerse yourself in captivating stories of incredible sled dog races, expert training tips from seasoned professionals, and gear reviews to help you make the right choices for your team. From the breathtaking landscapes of Alaska to the snowy trails of Scandinavia, Mushing takes you on a thrilling journey through the world of dog-powered sports. Don't miss out on the latest issue, packed with exclusive interviews with top mushers, in-depth articles on sled dog nutrition, and stunning photography that will transport you to the heart of the action. So whether you're dreaming of competing in the Iditarod or simply want to learn more about this incredible sport, Mushing is your go-to resource. Subscribe now and get ready to unleash your passion for mushing. Visit our website at mushing.com or find us on your favorite podcast platform. Mushing, where the spirit of adventure meets the power of the pack.